Hello, everyone. You are listening to WLMC Landmark College Radio in Putney, Vermont. The Shark. I am Daniel Molster, your WLMC station manager, and today I'm sitting down with Luke Sillars from the student publication Voices. How are you today, Luke?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Oh, no worries. So I've heard a lot about this new Voices publication, and I was curious, can you tell me what exactly is Voices?
Well, Voices is a student publication. It's produced by students for students, and there's been several of these over the years, but what makes Voices somewhat unique is that it really is genuinely from the students. There are no faculty at the production level, so everything you see is handled by students in the student body who happen to be in the organization.
It's pretty cool. So who exactly are the contributors then of Voices? Is it the staff? Is it the students? Is it just general population? Who exactly are the contributors?
So we only take submissions from students, and we do encourage staff, faculty to encourage submitting quality pieces to Voices, but we really only take submissions from the original authors. So nothing is submitted on behalf of students. Everything has to come from a student, and so everything you read came from a student who believed that it was their best work, and we're really proud to showcase that.
That's pretty cool. It's really important. You know, I think writing is something that we really take for granted sometimes, and people's creativity can really blossom through that kind of medium. So on that level, though, with no professional staff involved, who exactly are the staff behind this project, and what are their roles?
Well, Voices really came about last spring, in the spring of 2020, and so the top executives of the Voices organization would be myself, Luke Sillars as the publisher, Guinevere Downey as the executive editor, Mackenzie Bacasto as the executive operations director, and Ellen Chornoboy as a literary editor. We additionally have Declan Halloran as our managing editor. He handles reviewing journalism. We have Maria Clark and Lauren Orser, who handle editorial, basically judging for art submissions and hopefully digital editing as we build a website. Adam Sherman is our creative writing editor, and Connor Malloy is another creative writing editor and poetry editor. And we have Micah Sherman-Raz works with Ellen, handling the submission flow. Something new this year that we have is we actually have two dedicated staff writers who are writing journalism pieces, Pitar Petrovic and Jasir Crespo Camacho.
That's pretty cool. That's a lot of people working together on this big collaboration.
I know. We were a little bit worried because, you know, last year it started as it was part of the leadership practicum, so everybody in the practicum course was pretty much forced to be part of it. So we were interested to see how many people would voluntarily sort of join the staff. But we were really, really excited to see how much interest there has been. I think we have, 11 or 12 people. So it's really encouraging to see people come out and be part of it.
Absolutely. I mean, and it sounds like it's really just the beginning, to be honest. It seems like it's going to continue to evolve, and there's a lot of space to evolve, it sounds like. But besides all of that, the class and everything else coming into play, so what made you exactly want to get involved in this project? Like, what was your driving factor? Like, what made, like, why? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, I've always, apart from having it be such a moving experience for me in Matt Gander's leadership practicum course, I've always sort of been interested in publication work. I spent a number of years working for a couple of different newspapers down in Massachusetts. I work for the Daily Hampshire Gazette, and right now I serve on the board of directors for the Commons, which is a small nonprofit in Brattleboro. So, I don't know. Publication is something I've always found really interesting, and I've always wanted to be involved with that. And this is one way that I can really be involved with that and come away with some really rewarding projects that I'll always look back on with and cherish.
And that's really cool. I mean, you're helping create something that others really care about, and that's that alone, it must be an amazing feeling. I mean,
well, the fact that others care about it really is indicative that we're doing our job right.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not just, I mean, one thing that I would like to definitely throw out is, it's not just geared to any one type of student. Writing is super important, but we're also taking in, photography, paintings, anything like that, artwork. It's an outlet for artwork as well. So all kinds of creative expression is welcome at Voices. And there's just so much of that in so many different areas at Landmark College. Students, they produce some amazing work. We've seen all kinds of great stuff come in.
I would imagine people are very creative here. I've definitely noticed that over the years. But I would also, I mean, you've kind of touched on it, but like, what exactly is the number one, like, main goal you're trying to accomplish, at least this semester, and if not, maybe long term for this project?
Well, you know, I think that probably right now we're trying to produce, really come up with a norm for how production is going to work. Last semester, we only made one issue, thanks to the pretty, you know, sideways semester we had, but we made a really good issue. This semester, we're trying to make 3 issues, the first of which will be printed in the middle of October. The second should be printed sometime right at the end of November. And then we're hopefully looking to do a digital 3rd issue that will run during the 3-week 3rd block in December. And in the meantime, in addition to that, we're trying to build a website. Right now we're working with Marcom to build a website that will hopefully be up by the time the first issue runs, God willing.
Technology. Gotta love it, right?
Right.
So then how can a student, like, let's say if I wanted to submit content, how would I go about doing that? And what is the timeline on that for these issues? Do you know?
Yeah. So right now, it is September 29th. We are taking submissions for the first issue until through the 30th, which is tomorrow. But anything that doesn't make it into the first issue can be run on future issues. So our second issue, that deadline would be October 30th. So, you know, I would say anybody, you know, don't worry about deadlines, just submit your best work. And if it's, you know, if we think it's great stuff, it'll, you know, be run either in print or on the web or both. Additionally, we have been one of the stakeholders. It happens to be the radio station that we're on right now. Thank you very much. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, great. And so one really neat idea that Professor Maddie had was that some of the creative writing and poetry could be read on the radio station. So my understanding, I heard through the grapevine that apparently that happened last semester. However, I was not on campus to, I did not notice that. A lot of things went by last semester that was a little bit crazy. But this semester, we're looking to hopefully have that happen. Right now, I'm working with the literary editors to hopefully get some poetry and some creative writing right on the radio station. So
I can tell you, I will be looking forward to that. I always like seeing what comes through.
And I just talked to one of the student creative writers today, and I mentioned the thing about the radio, and he was super psyched to have his hopefully have his thing right on the radio. So
see, I mean, it brings everyone together, right? Media is very powerful, no matter what format it's in.
And seeing it just released in any format, it just legitimizes your efforts. Really.
Exactly,
it's magical to see.
So what is the contact, like, if people want to submit things? Is there a form they use? Is there an email? How do they get these submissions to you guys?
Yeah, great question. So basically, we have an email address. It's very simple, voices@landmark.edu, and it goes in and it gets sorted into the type of submission that it is. We kindly ask people who want to submit their work to have the type of submission in the subject line. That really makes it so that we can put things in the right folders expeditiously and make sure that the right editors take a look at it, because one thing that we really found is that there's such a varying amount of just different types of submissions that come in, and it's really important to have certain students who are really passionate about, say, journalism. They should be the students who are doing editorial work for journalism. You know, we have a couple of poets on staff. They're going to be taking a look at the poems and creative writing coming in, and we have some we have a couple of graphic designers. They're looking at the artwork that's coming in. So we have specialized editors for different types of submissions, and all of them have access to this email. Send them into voices@landmark.edu. We'll take a good long look at everything you send in, and what we consider to be the best will run in print or online, or even get read on the radio. Who knows?
Ooh, I look forward to it. And finally, my last question here is kind of just a general thought process, I guess, is, so what is one piece of advice you would give to a hopeful writer or a hopeful artist, someone, if they're like, man, I don't think my stuff's good enough. Like, what would you tell those people? Like, if they're hopeful, but they just don't have the confidence, or how would you handle that? Like, what's a good piece of advice?
Well, you know, we don't really send out rejection letters or anything like that. You know, one thing that we want to make sure that everybody knows is don't be sheepish. You know, we welcome any submission. It's very simple. Rush principles are important. Follow those. Submit your best work. We'll give it a fair shake. Even if there's typos and stuff, we got people to handle that. You know, anybody who feels like ambivalent about turning something in, I strongly urge you to submit what you think is your best work, and you know, we're going to give it a fair shake. We're just thankful for anybody who's willing to share with us the work that they do.
Very cool. Well, Luke, it was so great to have you here with me today. I really appreciate you coming down and talking all about this awesome project. I hope to see this first copy soon. I know it's on its way.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Hey, no problem. Again, thanks for tuning in, everybody. You are listening to WLMC, Landmark College Radio in Putney, Vermont, The Shark. Stay tuned for more. Have a fantastic day.